Welcome to episode 264 of Music from A to Z. This is us, and yesterday I was 39, today I am 40. So what has changed besides 24 hours plus since the last podcast? I had a really good birthday cake. It was awesome. It's just really nice. I believe it was red velvet cake. It was super yummy. Vegan. Awesome. And then had really good lunch, had really good breakfast, had really good lunch. We watched the first Iron Man movie, the very first Iron Man movie. And I gotta say, I enjoy it even more watching it now, even though I knew the story. And I mean, I don't remember all the details when I start watching it again, but it was like such a treat because, gosh, what storytelling, you know. It was just like such an amazing way of telling a story about, you know, the movie doesn't start from the beginning linear. It landed straight into action. You have no idea what's happening. Suddenly Tony Stark is captured, which is a great way to tell a story, you know, just land smack in the middle of it. And then they backtrack stuff, and then they explain things and all that kind of stuff. And then just watching, I think the whole watching Tony Stark, make his first Iron Man suit, Mark One, was interesting to see. You know, whatever he had, he just did it and used whatever he had to make it. And then he improved on it, make the Mark Two. And it's interesting because if you look at it from the perspective of a creative person, making music or making, I don't know, making some kind of piece of art. I mean, I look at it like me making courses. And if I think about the very first thing the very first course I released last year in January was this thing about how to make money teaching guitar or something. Basically, it's like an audio course about how to teach guitar. And that kind of originated from someone DM'd me on Twitter and was asking me, you know, how does he start teaching? Does he need qualifications? How does he get that kind of job? And this was January 2019. And I answered him, you know, I think we did a short call. I believe we did a call on Instagram audio or Facebook. Anyway, point was I gave him homework and he did it. And I thought, wow, he actually did the homework. And I thought the worksheet that I made him fill up, basically he answered this whole series of questions, I thought it was useful. So I thought, okay, how could I replicate that? And then I made the course and I released it, and you know, some people got it. It wasn't like a best-selling thing in terms of the products, but the thing is, that was my first version of making something back in January 2019. Now it's December 2020, so it's about close to 2 years, you know, like from end to end almost. By, you know, in a month's time, it'll be 2 years since that started. But that was the first journey of me trying to make kind of this whole series of courses in this period. I actually made a course something like 4, 5, 6 years ago, which was a fingerstyle course. It's actually still available online. You can still buy it if you want to, but it's not my proudest course. I mean, it's way different than what I would do nowadays, and it's okay. I think the content is good, but I think the way I organize my material now in courses is way better than that one. But I needed to do that. That was my Mark One, and you know, so now when I do new courses, it's like I have a system, I have a way of thinking, and I have a way of organizing. And point is, Iron Man made his first suit. It was kind of okay. It worked, you know. And then he made his second one, and then you know, later on through all the Iron Man movies, he keeps iterating and making it better and better and better. So I thought that's a real good lesson in terms of making a product or making a course or recording an album or writing a song. It's just you make this thing and then you make it better and you make new versions, you know. Maybe your first record's not that good. Maybe the second one's okay, you know. But maybe the third one's really nice. Maybe the fifth one's nice. I always had this idea that most musicians and bands only start getting to the good stuff after 5 or 6 or 7 records. But the thing is, most people never record the first one, because, or they record one and then they quit, they disband or something. So I think you kind of have to go through many iterations to get to the point where you're actually making something worthwhile. And a lot of people are afraid because they think they need to make this first thing perfect. And the truth is, it won't be perfect. And you should be very sad if this first thing was perfect and everything after that was kind of sucky. It shouldn't be that case. It should be that you make this thing, it's okay for that period of time, but then you make the next one, it's more interesting. You make the next one. It's like the new Taylor Swift record. Taylor Swift is new, has a new record, and has a single, Willow, and it's nice. But you know what? I like the one before this. I mean, this new record is just the sister record to the one she released a few months ago. I like Folklore a lot more so far. I mean, I've heard a few from the new record. It's nice. It's not a bad record, but I like Folklore a lot more. But I haven't listened to the entire new record yet. I've heard 4 or 5. It's kind of darker. There's some kind of darker themes in there. I think Folklore is sweeter sounding in a way. But you can really hear the distinctiveness of a Taylor Swift record. The harmonies, the way the melody goes, the way she sings, you know, the arrangements, the doublings. It's interesting. It's really interesting. It's something that I feel like I want to do a video, but, you know, I got stuff, other things I need to do, so I don't know how high a priority me doing a breakdown of Taylor Swift record is. I think I would probably rather break down a Blackpink record right now, because I've just been obsessed about Blackpink's album more. So yeah, anyways, yeah, that's it. So great birthday. I think it's been an awesome day. I'm really grateful, I'm really happy. And I did a birthday gifting every birthday or every other birthday. I try to figure out, what can I give away on my birthday? So I have given an album on my birthday. I've given actually entire lesson packs on my birthday years ago. This year I gave away my 4th book release, Jazz Guitar Licks and Etudes 2, which is something I sold for $10. But today is free. I think about 308 or 318 people downloaded it. And I decided, you know, I'm going to go to sleep, so why not I just leave it online with 50% off. So I left it online with a 50% off discount code. I'm going to take it off when I wake up in the morning in case anyone still wants it. But, you know, I just put in that 50% discount. I mean, it was free for like many hours for the whole day during my birthday. And so, you know, if people follow me on social and they saw it, they got it for free. And which is cool. And some people actually, I mean, it's more like pay as you want. So some people did pay, which is awesome. I feel honored that they bought it and really appreciate it. And a lot of people got it for free, which I'm happy as well. I hope they use it. I hope it's useful, because it is something that I'm very proud of, which I made in 2018. So it's been a while, but it's still, I'm very proud of it. So hope you guys, whoever, if you got it, I hope you enjoy it. If you haven't, you know, gum.co, gum.co, gum.co/jazzguitarlicksetudes, JGLE2. And if you're in time, /50. So / whatever it is, 50. So gum.co/JGLE2/50. If you're listening to this much later, then you would have missed it. And you can still buy it for $10. It's really good. I would recommend it if you're into jazz guitar licks and you want some etudes, some things to practice. I practice. I use that. Every once in a while, I'll go back to some of the things I wrote and I actually practice the things I wrote. Because, you know, after a few years, I don't remember what I wrote. And they can be very good warm-ups and exercises and ideas and stuff. Document. I mean, the things that I write in these lick books are things that I actually practice. Things that I actually enjoy. So if you want to check it out, check it out. Anyways, I am 40 years old. The last podcast was 39. It's been 24 hours. And I look forward to do more podcast episodes. So see you next time. Peace out.